Gayarati. Bolo. Gayarata Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallava Girivaradhari. Yasodhanandana Rajajana Ranjana. Yasodhanandana Rajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari.
Can hear.
Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Bolo. Mukulo.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo. Nitai Gora Haribo 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 Nitai Gora Haribo.
Gaur Premanande Jai Vishwapad Paramahamsa Parivachaka is Divine Grace. Aisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakori Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bolo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Canto 7, Chapter 4, Text 20 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam Aishwarya Mattasya. Evam Aishwarya Mattasya. Diptasyo Shastravartinaha. Diptasyo Shastravartinaha.
Hello.
Kalo Mahan Vyatiya Yayan. Kalo Mahan Vyatiyaya. Brahma Sapam Upayesu. Brahma Sapam Upayusha. Evam Aishwarya Mattasya. Driptasya Shastravartinaha. Kalo Mahan Vyatiyaya. Brahma Shapam Upayusha.
Only two boys and two ladies, that's all.
Thank you.
Evam das harshaya matasya, of one who has, of one who was intoxicated by opulences, driptasya, greatly proud, ushastravartinaha, transgressing the regulatory principles mentioned in the Shastra, Kalaha, duration of time, Mahan, a great, Vyatyaya, past, Brahmasapam, a curse by exalted Brahmanas, Upayusha, having obtained. Translation purported by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hiranyakashipu thus passed a long time being very much proud of his opulences and transgressing the laws and regulations mentioned in the authoritative shastras. He was therefore subjected to a curse by the four Kumaras who were great brahmanas. Purport. There have been many instances in which the demons, after achieving material opulences, have become extremely proud, so much so that they have transgressed the laws and regulations given in the authoritative shastras. Hiranyakashipu acted in this way, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Yasastra vidyam ustrijya vartate kamagarataha nasa siddhim abhavnoti nasukam naparam gatim. He who discards scriptural injunction and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness, nor the supreme destination. The word shastra refers to those, to that which controls our activities. We cannot violate or transgress the laws and regulative principles mentioned in the shastras. Bhagavad Gita repeatedly confirms this. Tasmat shastram pramanam te karya karya vyavasthitau jyatva shastra vidha noktam karma kartum iharasi. One should understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. That's from Bhagavad Gita 16:24. One should act according to the direction of the shastra, but the material energy is so powerful that as soon as one becomes materially opulent, he begins to transgress the shastra's laws. Shastric laws. As soon as one transgresses the laws of shastra, he immediately enters upon the path of destruction. Seems like we're in the Gurukul. You guys are in a Gurukul. I've been in a Gurukul. So, today's Ram Navami and appearance of Lord Ram. One of my favorite festival, because Lord Ram is my favorite Supreme Lord. Very big and handsome and green color, and so it's just an amazing personality of Godhead, apart from Krishna. So, actually Lord Ram appeared which age? Oh, very good. I don't have to know because he will be telling me. So, Lord Ram, he was the ideal king. Not that we don't have any kings, but he was the king. But what dynasty did he come?
Moon. Sun Dynasty. Surya Vamsa. Krishna. Yeah, Krishna came in the Moon Dynasty. And so Lord Ram has a family line started from Katwanga Maharaj. And after Katwanga Maharaj, it was Ikshaku Maharaj. And after Ikshaku, Dasharat. And from Dasharat, Lord Ramachandra. That mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Which canto? Nine canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a brief description of the pastimes of Lord Ram. What does Lord Ram means? Anybody else? Many meanings. Very pleasing, happiness. Rama, very happy, one who brings happiness. So Lord Ram, he appeared, he was going to be coronated as a king, emperor of the universe, not the universe, the world. So what happened before the coronation? Anybody knows? The whole class is going to be like this because they're all kids. No, you all have to be quiet. The whole citizens, of all the citizens, they were really, really happy. He's going to be coronated. And so, a long time ago, before that, Dasharath, he had a war. And during the war, Dasharath had how many wives? Three wives. What's the name? First wife, what's the name? Kaushalya. Second? Kaikeyi. Third? He said it. Okay, three wives. And the second wife was the Kaikeyi. And she was serving Dasharat. And she pleased Dasharat. And Dasharat said, I will give you a boon. And in that boon, say, you ask me whatever you want, I'll give you. She said, "You can. I will ask you, but not now, when the time is right." So many, many years later, he is going to be coronated. So from the story goes that they didn't have any children. The three wives couldn't give any children. So they did a yajna, a fire sacrifice. And in the fire sacrifice, it's known as the putra yajna, kamesti putra yajna, desires. You can do like some people do yajna for getting things. Yeah, that's one of the yajnas. But this is a different yajna, to get something. So putra yajna, there's a great person came out of the fire. What's his name? We call him Mahapurush, a great personality. And he had a cup of what? Payasam. You're from South India? Payasam, sweet rice. And so he said, you can give this sweet rice to the three wives, divide them. And so who was born from Kaushalya? Ram and Lakshman. Yeah. They were very... They're very close. Close. And Kaikeyi? So, actually, Lord Ram and Lakshman, they were very close. They were always playing together. They're friends because they're eternally, spiritually, they're together in the spiritual world as eternal brothers, Rama Lakshman, Krishna Balaram, same. And so, during the coronation, going back to the story, everyone was very joyful, the kingdom was joyful, he was going to be coronated. But that time, Kaikeyi, the second wife of Dasharatha, came up with that boon that Dasharatha was going to give. That she wanted that her son be coronated. And plus, that Ram should go to the forest for how many years? 14 years. Yeah. And Dasharatha was very, very unhappy because... So he said, okay. So he asked Lord Ram, Kaikeyi wants you to go to the forest and not be coronated. He didn't say, he said. He said, she said. Because that's not his desire. He wants them to be ruling the world. So Lord Ram is a very... he follows the vows and he's Bhagavan. So even if he goes to the forest, he's still Bhagavan. He's not going to suffer like anyone else, ordinary people. And it's all arranged that he went to the forest he didn't go to the forest yet. And Sita Devi, the consort of Ram, also wanted to go to the forest. They said, you can't go to the forest because you are a queen and it'll be difficult for you to live in the forest. And Lakshman also said, I'll go, I'll to protect you, like this. They said, it's up to you. But anyway, this is a very long story. I have to think. So they went to the forest, but they came to the place called, there's a Sarayu River. If you've been to Ayodhya, there's a Sarayu River. And they were all following him. And Bharat was very, very angry. This actually, there's a lady, old lady, known as Mantara. And she gave the plan to Kaikeyi to do this. Isn't it? And so, Bharat was very angry. He said, Bharat is going to rule the world. But he says, no way, I will not rule the world. It's Lord Ramachandra. So what happened? Bharat didn't go to the forest, but he took the shoes of Lord Ram to put on the throne. But they followed Lord Ram to Sarayu River, to cross the river up to, and there is a person named Sabari who took them across the river, and no one can follow them. And there is a place that they came to, what's the name of that forest? Isn't it Dandakaranya? That's the forest. So there's all the sages there. They're taking care of Lord Ram and Sita and Lakshman. So actually they didn't have to worry about anything. Ram, Lakshman, Sita, they were having a good time in the forest because they've been taken care of by the sages. So who are the sages? Anybody knows? Who are the sages? Yeah, they're the gopis from past life. They took birth as sages to take care of Ram Lakshman, that they were going to be coming to the forest. I'll be speaking later on. And so, and the story goes, actually, Lord Ram, Sita and Lakshman, this story is already written. And prior to they even coming to this world in Valmiki Ramayana. So this story goes that these, they were in Ayodhya, but then as the story goes, they were, when they crossed the river, different things happened. They were supposed to, they didn't expect what is going to happen. Of course, Lord Ram knows everything. And so, they came to a place called Kishkinda later on. That place is where, who lives in Kishkinda? Vali. And his brother is Sugriva. And why? Actually, the Sugriva is the, that place, the Kishkinda is actually state. And Bali took over the throne of Sugriva. Actually, before that, when they were in the forest, in the Dandakaranya, there is a place called, Lakshman built a hut. What's the name of the hut? Hut. Name of the hut is Panchavati. So, Lord Lakshman is, his unique character is to take care of Lakshman, Ram, and that he would build the cottages because he's really good at that. And he's taking the role as a servant of Lord Ram. So that's why he accompanied Lord Ram to the forest. So he'd be building huts. And as the story goes, at that place, before they actually went to Kishkinda, there's many demons who are coming, demons. And I'm just speeding up the story. There was two demons came from Sri Lanka. Who knows the name? No, before that. Their name is Kara and Dusana. Kara and Dusana, two demons. The brother of Ravana. And so, Ram told Lakshman to take Sita to a cave to protect her. Okay? Because he need to fight the Kara and Dusana, two brothers accompanied by 14,000 soldiers. And how did he kill the 14,000 soldiers, Lord Ram? Anybody knows? One arrow. One arrow kill all of them. I would love to watch that. One arrow. I don't know how long it took. They're going through each person. So fast. That is Bhagavan. Even if you have a war, you need to spend a lot of bullets to kill that many soldiers. Not just, or you have to drop a bomb. You probably use a Brahmastra, one arrow. And then this lady came from Sri Lanka. What's her name? Supanaka. Yeah. And Nakam is nose. She wanted to attack Sita. And Lakshman, what did he do? What did Lakshman do? Chopped off the nose. And the ears. Fantastic. He attacked Sita, that's what happens. And then she went back to Sri Lanka and told the whole story. Actually, after that, those two brothers came. And then, what happened? Who came? Yeah, Marichi. Yeah. No, Marichi, Ravan came later. Marichi came. So I'm speeding up the story. Yeah, golden deer. So golden deer, it's there's no such thing as golden deer. So this lady, Marichi, took the form of a golden deer. Like people can do magic, they can change their forms. So obviously Mataji's, they like to attract it, to get a golden deer. So he told Rama to go and catch the golden deer and bring it to her. And so he said, okay, I will go and get it. But then what happened? No, before that.
Ram went to catch
Yeah, then? But Lakshman had to do something. Yes. What? Lakshman did what? Lord Ram told Lakshman to do what? Protect Sita. With what? Machine gun. Huh? Okay, circle of fire. And told her to stay inside that. That time who came? When Ravana came as a sage, yeah, asking for food or begging. And Sita, what did she do? She went out, yeah. And then Ravana took her. On what? Yeah, as on a plane. Then on the way, when they're flying, what happened? You all know the story. Yeah. So when Ram came back, there was no Sita. And so he was angry at Lakshman. So this story is a very unique, very allegorical story. But this is all to please Sita Devi. So the whole story of Ram actually starts from here to bring Sita back. The whole war started. So then they went to looking for Sita, and then whole story happened, and they were at the Kishkinda, and he met who? Hanuman. Hanuman is what? He is eternal servant of Lord Ram. And how many monkeys that Lord Ram has, apart from you? Thousands. And who are those monkeys? They didn't come from the Melbourne temple. They came from somewhere else.
Demigods.
Exactly. Those manaras, the monkeys, they're from heavenly planet, the demigods. So, what did Hanuman said to Ram? I'll help you. I'll bring Sita back. He's very powerful. So what did Lord Ram do? Went to the shore of the ocean and do what? Not yet. That's after. But he wanted to negotiate the ocean. Because the ocean is very rough. So he asked the ocean to help. He wanted to build a bridge. So the ocean didn't listen. So Lord Ram got angry. And the ocean came and fell at the feet of Ram to help him that they can build a bridge. Before that, Hanuman went to Sri Lanka and bought the stories. So, when Hanuman was in the Sri Lanka, what did he do? Where? On the hair or? Tail. Yeah. What did he do with the fire and the tail? Yeah. And what did he said to Sita when he... Where was Sita? Under what? What? Ashok tree, yes. And what did Sita say to Hanuman? That, how do I know if you are not another Rakshasa? Ring, yeah. Yeah. So then Hanuman said, before I go back, I will destroy the place and eat all the fruits. We need some Hanuman here because we have so many bananas in the kitchen. They're going rotting. I made the banana cake the other day because it's a big box. So, Hanuman How did he go to Sri Lanka? Take a boat? Jumped. One leap. Very far. It's like from here to New Zealand, right? Even more far. Yeah. So, Lord Ram, he's actually Bhagavan, but he is doing his Leela. How many avatar there are altogether? No. No. How many? Six. Six types of avatars. Name. Yuga avatar, Shaktavesha avatar, Lila avatar, Guna avatar, Manvantara avatar. One more. I don't know myself. One more. That's Shaktavesh. Six avatars. So, huh? Purusha avatar, exactly. Thank you. So, there is particularly Leela avatar is the pastimes of the Lord. So this is like a Leela avatar. And each incarnation of the Lord, they may have a different color. So Lord Ram has what color? Yellow? Green. And what color Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has? Varaha? Red. Kapila? White. So different colors of the Lord. So there is a pictures of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has six arms. What is that called? He used to be. Oh, right there. Chatbhuj. Six arms. One is Lord Chaitanya, Brahma, like yellow, Ram, and Ram is the green, and Krishna. So, Lord Ram, he had a family guru. What's his name?
Vasishtha.
So when they were, what happened? There is a sage came to their home in Ayodhya. What's his name? To do what? Yes. Yeah, because the sages were doing, yes? The sages were, yeah, that's the description. So Vishwamitra took them to kill the demons. How did he kill the demon? Bow and arrow. So they were very young. Actually, when they came to approach to go to the forest, they said they are too young. But the sages, they all get very angry if you don't give them what they want. So they went, because this is all part of the Leela, they can protect themselves. So they went there, Lakshman and Ram, and killed the demons. And so this took place in Treta Yuga. And Dwapara Yuga, and now we are living in Kali Yuga. Who appeared in Kali Yuga? And who is going to be appearing in Kali Yuga again?
Kalki.
On what?
Horse.
Yeah. Not in a motor car. There's no, we probably won't have any more cars. So, these different avatars, okay, Brahma Samhita is explained, there's a verse, says, Nana avatara makarod bhuvaneshu kintu, that there is millions and millions of avatar, like the waves of the sea, come and perform their Leela pastimes in different ages, different times. So similarly, Lord Ram came at that time in Treta Yuga to kill the demon Ravana. How many heads Ravana had?
10.
How did you get 10 heads? How come you don't have 10 heads? What's that? Yeah. How many brother Lord Shiva, Ravana had?
Two.
What's the other guy's name? I mean, the brother's name? Kumbhakarna. also, but they're different brothers. These two, they appear in different ages. So, what did Kumbhakarna do? No. What does he do, Kumbhakarna, every day? Go to work or sleep? How long does he sleep? Just one night? 6 months? Okay. Why? How did he end up sleeping for 6 months? What happened? Exactly. Yeah. So he asked for, after performing austerity as Lord Shiva, that he wants to live eternally. That's in Sanskrit called Nityatvam. So the demigod, they're in charge of the voice and our speech. So they moved the tongue and made him say Nityatvam instead. So Brahma said, Tathasta, may you sleep forever. Then he said, he was very upset that he didn't want to ask for Nityatvam. He wanted to ask for Nityatvam. So he didn't know what happened. So he said, please help me, like, at least give me some time to not sleep. He said, okay, 6 months sleep, 6 months wake. So that's what happened. And so they wanted to wake him up. So what did they do to wake him up? Haribol, wake up. Huh? Yeah. Playing the drum, having kirtan on top of their body, beating with the... Yeah, because when he sleep 6 months, nothing can wake him up. It's like, it's untimely. So that's why they had to wake him up untimely. So he was asleep. And when he woke up, what did he do? Bring me pusharam. What did he do? Ate what? Whatever it came. Monkeys, whatever. They were grabbing and eating. So who killed Kumbhakarna?
Ram.
Then he fell on what? He fell on all the monkeys, squashed them, because he's going to die anyway. So he killed the monkeys. So this way, there's another story. He had another brother who was living under the under the lower planet. Lower planet. What's his name? Mahiravan. So I'll tell this story. Mahiravan, Hanuman had a tail that you can make it the tail like a building. Around, around, around. He was sitting on top in the sky. And Rama Lakshman were inside the coil. And the coil of his tail was a wall, around the wall. So then no one can go out. So they put Vibhishan. Who is Vibhishan? Yeah, who surrendered to Lord Ram, became his devotee. So he was guarding. And Mahiravan came, and there was two doors. Forget, two doors, one door. He took the form of Vibhishan. So he tricked. So he went in and Mahiravan took Rama Lakshman on his shoulder and went to Patala Loka, where he lives. So what they're going to do to him, to them? Sacrifice them in front of who? Kali. So what happened? Yeah, Hanuman. So Hanuman... Well, it was a mystic yogi also. So there is a place like a lotus. You go through the lotus to get there. And inside the lotus, there is like demons and tigers, and they have to go through that. But Hanuman is very strong. So he went through. So when he went to Patala Loka, there's all these women. They are getting water from the tea boil. You know, in India they get tea boil, they're all chatting. Like, okay, so this happened. And so they were talking about the Mahiravan. He has two kings from other earthly planet. He's going to sacrifice in front of Kali.
And he heard them. They're talking. And they were saying where they are and everything. So Hanuman, where was Hanuman at that time? No, already came out. He was listening to the... He was in a tree. What big size or small size? What size of Hanuman? This size. Because he can reduce his size. So he became like a fly and he was listening to what they're talking. So he got the information from these ladies that he was at the dungeon where the Kali is, and this particular time he's going to sacrifice them. So he went there and he told Kali that you give me the sword. So what happened? Who knows the story? So he, yeah? Yeah, or similar. He hid himself behind Kali. When the time comes, Mahiravan is going to ask Rakshman and Ram to bow down. And Kali is supposed to... he will take the sword from Kali and chop their Ram Lakshman's head. Supposed to. So the time was coming closer and Hanuman hiding behind the Kali. Then exact time was coming. Then he said, bow down. So what did they say? Ram and Lakshman. What? They were kings, they didn't know how to bow down. So what happened? Yeah. So he went to show, Mahiravan went to show how to bow down. At that time, Hanuman took the sword from Kali. Yeah, cut off his head. Jai! So this is Lord Hanuman's trick. And then Hanuman took the two brothers, very famous in India, you see, they're carrying on their shoulder. That's the time they're flying up. This is a very, very long story. So then, when they were killing, they're going to kill Ravana. Lord Ram was shooting the arrow. Every time one head was falling down, what was happening? Another one's coming up. So then he was not dying, he was laughing. So many heads. So then what happened? Yeah. Vivishan, he knew everything. Before that, many other things happened. Well, this thing happened. Before he dies. You know, Indrajit, many stories. So Lord Ram, he uses Brahmastra. So is the Brahmastra nowadays, they have the nuclear weapon. When they throw a nuclear weapon, it will destroy everything. Not only the people and the land and everything. So they had nuclear weapon that's called Brahmastra. During the battlefield of Kurukshetra, somebody else also used Brahmastra. Who is that? At who? Yeah. But there is another time also, it was thrown at who is that pregnant with? Yeah, Uttara. So Brahmastra can enter the womb and kill the baby within and not hurt the Mataji. That is so accurate, Brahmastra. Now they have nuclear weapon, it will kill everyone. Destroy everything and nothing will grow here. So advanced weapons like Brahmastra, that is proper Brahmastra. The demigods, they had the Brahmastra. So Lord Ram killed Ravana by shooting an arrow that is Brahmastra, once and for all, in deep in the middle of the heart. So Lord Ram, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the source of everything. He comes, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Whenever there is a decline in religious practice in this world, Krishna appears and sends his representative. Protect the sadhus, sadhu nam, and to destroy the demons. But this is what happened. There's demons in every age. Now there is demon. Also,
Where is the demon now? There's a demon in everyone, all of us, our mind, our senses. Lust, anger and greed, these are demons sitting in us. So it may happen in Treta Yuga and many, many thousands of years ago. Still, up till today, you can hear the pastimes of Lord Ram. Because Lord Ram, he was the ideal king. Lord Ram, he set the example of what a devotee is, of a Vaishnava. He could have not go to the forest. He's Bhagavan. He could have said, I'm God, I don't have to listen to you. But he obeyed the orders of his father. He obeyed the vows. So you guys have to obey your parents. When you grow up, you say, I'm not listening to you anymore. I don't want to be a devotee anymore. I'm going to do whatever I like. You have to follow the example of Lord Ram. Lord Ram was so dedicated to his parents. He said, whatever you say, my father say, I will do. He wants me to go to the forest and I'll go. He's setting an example. So there was a coronation. He, after killing Ravana, what happened? Hello. But before that, he had to come back on what? That Bhiman belongs to who? I don't know about Kubera, Ravana had it. So he flew on that. And he brought with him who? Sita. Sita, Lakshman, and many Hanumans, many monkeys also. And so they decorated the whole city with flower, and the demigods came from heavenly planet. Even Brahma was there for coronation. All the different demigods came for the coronation. We're going to open our temple in Mayapur, you know, the TOVP. Hey, no mucking around, huh? I can't speak if you are playing around. I can't concentrate. So, this is Srila Prabhupada came also. He's like an avatar. And Prabhupada used to see demigods coming in the kirtan like this. So, Lord Ram, he's known as Ram Raja in India. They even call Ram Raja because he was the ideal king. He was following the Vedic culture. He was showing the example. And Sita Devi was a long time away from him at the hands of the Ravana. So they want to test him, test her chastity. So what did they do? So she had to enter the fire, and fire god took her in arm and brought her out because to prove that she is innocent, she's pure. So similarly, another thing I want to mention, that when the Ravana came and attacked Sita, that's because she came out of the ring of fire. So she had the full protection from Lakshman. Similarly, all of us, we have the protection of the holy name, protection from the association of the devotees. If you stay in the association of devotees, chant the holy name, we'll be protected. The demons cannot attack us. I remember one time, I was sleeping in a van. The van was under the tree in Europe. And a big ghost was sitting on my neck. Ghost. Yeah. Big, huge ghost. He has big head like this, big mustache. Yeah. And sitting on my neck. I couldn't breathe. Hare Krishna. I couldn't say Hare Krishna. Because the ghost was choking me. So there are big demons attacking me. Yeah. So if you're sleeping, somebody sitting on your neck, a big demon, what will do? Hare Krishna. So you can't say Hare Krishna because you're choking. So I was saying, Hare. It wasn't coming out because I was being choked by this big demon sitting on my neck. No. So then, deep in my heart, I said, Hare Krishna. And this guy left. I woke up, I had sore neck. Yeah. So we have demons like that today. Many ghost demons. You go to Swanson Street, you see people walking by, talking to themselves. No one is talking to them. They're not even on the phone. They're ghosts. They're haunted by ghosts, I reckon. So we are haunted. Some of us are talking to ourselves. If you don't chant Hare Krishna, you'll be haunted by ghosts. So be careful. Why are you laughing? Huh? Yeah. If you go home, if your home is not Krishna conscious, maybe sometimes there's ghosts going around in there. You have to be careful. Keep the home pure. This is why Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. You have to purify yourself by chanting the holy name, the Hare Krishna mantra. This is the yajna for this Kali Yuga. Yajna for this Kali Yuga is chanting the holy name, the Hare Krishna mantra. So Lord Ram came in Treta Yuga. At that time, it was deity worship, was it? Yajna. Fire yajna. Fire sacrifice. Now we want to light a fire, we have to have a match. Those days they can light a fire by chanting the mantra. So nowadays we can't light a fire at the mantra, but we can purify your heart by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna mantra. Okay, repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama
Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
All of you are so happy because that's what it does. Chanting Hare Krishna makes you happy. And you don't have any, I just saw, you don't have any ghost in you because you're happy by chanting Hare Krishna. Any questions? About what I said. Hari Bol. Madhajis. Any questions? So in Kali Yuga, we have many demons in us. So we have devotees and demons. Yes?
When Ram was scolding the ocean for not moving aside for them to build a bridge, the Rama people, they could just go. They don't need to wait for the ocean to move aside. Why did Ram ask the ocean to move?
Actually, to understand this carefully, that Lord Ram, he could do anything. He doesn't need to pacify the ocean. He can dry up the ocean if he wants. He's God. But he, like I said, he is obeying the laws. He is doing everything very respectfully. You know, he wants to introduce the Vedic culture, rules and regulations. So everything he did in a way that, in a mode of goodness, with the culture, with knowledge. Even though he could dry up the whole ocean, but he wanted to teach a lesson to Samudra, the ocean god, that to respect Lord Ram.
Also, when the first time Ram asked, the ocean god, he knows that the Ram is the god, and then
he didn't know.
He didn't.
Yeah. That's why he was acting. Then Lord Ram got angry. Then he and the ocean realized that this is Bhagavan. Yeah. Because the demigods are also, they don't understand God. They're intoxicated by enjoyment or their power. Sometimes they also can't understand who God is.
Like Indra.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just kill Ravan in the first place?
That's what I would do. If I was Rama, I would walk around all to do all these pastimes, go over there and kill myself, jump there, you know, God. But this is all Leela. He wants to engage Hanuman, empower him, and he wants to show. It takes time to perform his Leela nicely and engage Hanuman, and like I said, follow all the rules of Dharma. Even though he could have not even come here, he could send someone from spiritual world and kill. He didn't have to come himself. But if you know the story, even Rama and Kumbhakarna, they're actually devotees from before, in their previous life, in a long time ago. They are devotees. So they are all playing as a drama in the pastimes of Rama. So these things are taking place in gradually. Yeah.
And Prabhuji, I heard somewhere like Ram actually went to exile because before Ravan comes to Ayodhya and wrecks the whole Ayodhya, he can just finish off Ravan, so there's no destruction in Ayodhya. Is that true? I heard it somewhere.
I say it again. I was listening.
Ram went to Lanka because before Ravan could come to Ayodhya and wreck the whole Ayodhya, he could just finish off Ravan. Is that why Ram went to Lanka?
No, that was his kingdom. That's Ravana's kingdom. And like I said, this is also Leela. It's not that everybody had their roles to play in the Leela. And like, if we do a play here, we choose all of you, devotees, because you already know. We don't choose anyone from the street, from some guy, from, you know, like I'm a cook for Radha Vallabha. And suppose if I smoke, bidi, smoke and eat, and you're not going to hire to cook for Radha Vallabha. You know, so we have to. So they, Lord Ram, he chose these people that are actually demons, but actually devotees. They're acting as demons. So they had different areas that they are ruling, that they had to. So Lord Ram was engaging them in his service through these pastimes. Yeah. Anybody else? Yes? Children are very intelligent. You know, they're all very intelligent. But you're not using your intelligence now. You have to use intelligence.
So you said that demigods can't understand Lord Krishna, then how can we understand Lord Krishna?
How to understand Krishna? You have to read the scriptures, hear from the Bhagavatam, hear from the devotees. So those monkeys, they're demigods. They're all thousands of monkeys, there's millions of demigods. They all came and took part in the pastimes of Lord Ram. So by reading pastimes of Lord Ram, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, those who think of my pastime, Leela and avatar, they'll be purified. Janma karma cha me divyam. His activities and his appearance is all transcendental, not like us. So this is his pastime, this is Leela, killing the demon. And that demon is also devotee in the way in the past ages. Yeah?
With the sacrifice with that Rama, actually, they before the crossing the river, didn't they actually do a sacrifice before crossing the river?
Yeah. The sacrifice they did, this was not just crossing the river. There's a different reason.
And then you washed your japa mala in that river because that's where Krishna was actually, where people go to wash their japa beads.
That's another thing, yeah. Yeah, that's another story. But that sacrifice was not for that, crossing the river. It's sacrifice to get the sun.
Sun, yeah.
So somebody from some special personalities came out of the fire and they bought the sweet rice so that there's a unique sweet rice that was heavenly, yeah. And the ladies ate that, and then that's how the child was born in a Vedic time. That's not just now. Yeah. Now they're impregnate with a sperm.
Sperm, yeah.
Like these days. At that time they had a Different method. Very yeah. celestial method.
Yeah.
So that was different those days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but washing the japa beads in the sacred river is good also. That's another thing.
It's to cleanse the japa beads.
Yeah, you can clean in the sacred water, not under the tap or in the sink. But you can wash in the sacred holy water.
Even at the Hare Krishna Valley, you can actually wash the japa beads.
I don't know about Hare Krishna Valley, but you can wash them in the sacred place.
Yeah, even in the Hare Krishna
we do
Valley
have
down
sacred
there.
Sacred water, we can wash it with.
Yeah, yeah.
Hare Krishna Valley, that's up to you if you want to wash it. I haven't seen how clean it is. If it's clean, you can.
But I got told by Andy, you probably know Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Here's this boy.
Lord Brahma had gave Ravan the boon, like, and he knew that he's a demon, so he would use it for something bad only. So at the first place, why did he even give the boon?
That's a really good question. Yeah, thank you. So, generally speaking, Brahma knew, actually this will happen, but he did the sacrifice to please Brahma. Brahma gave the boon because he pleased him and he asked him whatever he want. You can go back at your words. Now, even Brahma is also part of the drama, taking part in the play. So if you really understand clearly within, Brahma is also playing as a role in the part, as a in the pastimes of Lord Ram. So if Brahma said, no, you can't do it, then there would be no Kumbhakarna. So it's all part of the play, actually. So sometimes even the demigods, they are bewildered by internal potency, like Yoga Maya of Lord. So the Lord can perform his pastimes. Also same in Krishna Leela. There was Yoga Maya, the covering. So even demons, that Yoga Maya covers them, so then the Lord can... They can, how you say, enact in the pastimes of the Lord. And so that Lord can smoothly perform his pastimes. It's a good question. I can see now these are all devotee kids because they're asking devotee questions. You know, asking, how come I can't eat, chips at McDonald's? But you're asking spiritual questions. So you're giving good training at home. I have more training because I was never with the parents. I was at the Gurukul straight away, my whole life, because my parents were not there. So you have the chance to live with your parents, so you can really, up to parents to give them the training. Yeah?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
There's more kids here, so I have to do class like this.
Thank you for the class, Prabhuji. I wanted to ask, like, as you were saying, the demons are like devotees but just acting as demons. But even as the demons, even though they are devotees, why do they, like, still kill people and then...
They didn't kill people. Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, as okay. demons. And then, like, Ravan, he also killed Jatayu, so that's sort of Vaishnava Prad also, sort of.
Okay, so, good question. Those demons, they were so great that they could be with Krishna. Kamsa, he was killed by Krishna. If I start to say, like, I'm a Kamsa, and I'll go around killing, your kids, that's not the same. Could that happen within the Leela of the Lord, pastimes of the Lord? I go around killing your kids. That's not Leela. That's not within the Leela. I'm doing it whimsically. Like just now in America, somebody went and shooting the children in the school. You heard the story. That's not Leela, okay? So, the idea is when the Lord comes and they came with them. So this was a different time and they were enacting with them. And the Lord himself was killing them. I have to, like, come from the spiritual world, and that time, if I have to be God to kill you, just like at the Kurukshetra, millions and millions of people were killed in front of Krishna. They went to heaven, to the spiritual world. So similarly, they are not doing it whimsically. they were also enacting. And Kamsa was killing all those children before Krishna was born. 8 children. He just smashed them in the ground. Because that is also part of the thing. They're meant to kill them. But he wasn't doing whimsically also. At that time, like I said, they were under the spell. They didn't know. They're acting as really demon. So if you're doing a drama, actually Prabhupada said, in the drama it's real. You are Kamsa in the drama, real. So that's why sometimes people in tears, they can touch the heart. It's pure. I remember one time we're doing a drama. I was Hiranyakashipu, and I had a crown. The crown was made out of metal, and it was killing me. I was cutting all my blood was coming from the crown, because crown was made out of metal, and everyone's going yay, and because blood was coming. I was suffering. And when I came to the bag, they had to put stitches, go to the hospital. So that is not in the drama, it's real. People are cheering. But so when you in the pastimes of the Lord, that is real. But that is special. I'm not going around killing people. That's a different thing. If the Lord comes, personally kills you, then we know it's a special thing. But you're going around killing people, the Lord doesn't kill you, you end up in the jail. No, like that. Another questions? Okay. Ask. Yeah. You can ask.
The angel of death, because Krishna actually fought Kamsa and actually killed him. Because every time in Canto 10, in the actual angel of death, it actually represents actually Krishna. And Kamsak always wanted to kill the angel of death, and actually Kamsak all the demons that he sent off to Krishna, and Krishna killed, and Kamsak actually finally realized that, oh, he is the supreme, and then he actually, Krishna kills Kamsak.
That's good. He said the right thing, yeah, it's true. Okay. Yeah, Kamsa, he was always thinking of Krishna. Krishna says, those who think of me always, he is my devotee. He was always thinking. Krishna says, Manvana Bhava, think of me, become my devotee. So he was a great devotee. But he was thinking of Krishna, how to kill him. So he was thinking of Krishna unfavorably. Yeah, angel or whatever. He was thinking of Krishna unfavorably. So if you think of Krishna favorably, that is what we are asking. That's what Krishna wants. But if I think of you always, it means I like you. But then if I think of you always, how to kill you, that's not favorable. So you can't call that angel. It's just, I want to kill you. What's to do with angel? That's my point. Yeah. Yeah, angel of death, in a bad way. Usually angel do good thing, not killing. But this angel is bad angel, he's killing. Yeah, so that's not good. You're right. Anybody else? Yes? You answer him. Yeah. Death is, for my understanding, angel is someone who is very nice, flying. They like you and they give you good things. But I wouldn't say death angel, because they're killing you. But usually angel means they are very good. Yeah, friends. But there can be a bad angel. So you can call them death of angel. And I guess. Yeah. Another questions? Haribol? Yeah. You have to organize program for me to do with kids. Yes? Hey, microphone.
Prabhuji, you said when Maricha, he became the golden deer and then Rama went after it.
Yeah.
Then what was the process in which Maricha got killed and what happened? Did he get liberated or where did he go?
Yeah, so that's all magic. Maricha. The deer is a magic. There's no such thing as golden deer. So the idea is, when deer comes, Sita asks, Now get me the golden deer, and then Rama will go after it. Okay? At that time, Ravana came at the hermit of Sita. And then God took Sita while Lakshman was away. So that's the story. So it's a trick of... So that deer is Marichi, a demon. So when he killed, Ram killed the deer, that's Marichi. Got purified or left this world? Ram purified or killed the deer.
Thank you, Rohit.
Yeah. Yes? Hurry up.
Why did the...
Finish at 10 o'clock.
Why didn't Marichi just take the form of Lord Ram instead of becoming a golden deer?
Why did what?
Why didn't Marichi just take the... Like, Ravan could have just gone like Lord Ram over there and took Sita. Why did he turn into like all of that golden deer and everything?
Like I said, this is all the Lord wanted. He wanted to do all this activity. Like ordinary people, they wouldn't do all this drama. They would just kill Ravana commando type, go over there and rescue Sita and that's it. But there was all this lila happening because this is all part of, like I said, this is like a drama. Understand? So this is lila. This is lila means there's a drama. It's going on, transcendental pastime, yeah.
Like, how much people were in Ravan's army?
How many people?
In Ravan's.
I don't know the exact number, but I would say thousands.
He could have what he did with the 14,000 soldiers,
he could have done so many things. Like all of us chanting Hare Krishna right now, he could have come and didn't have to do all this. He could purify us. So many ways.
Yeah.
Any more? We have to stop soon. Okay?
And also with the festival of Rama, we can all chant the other mantra that most people know is... Jai Shik that back. Jai, you know, like the other jai mantra, jai. The it's off the top of my head.
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
No, not that one. The other one where it's the three mantras where it's like instead of saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. No, that one. No, that one. It's the Ram. It's
okay. Whatever.
Rama. I can't remember it.
Okay. So
when we could actually chant that as well to actually represent the festival.
Yeah. These different mantras. They all have a meaning, and we chant them in the festival time.
Yeah.
But main mantra is the Hare Krishna mantra.
Yeah.
And there's different mantras we sing.
Yeah, yeah.
All part of the festival.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Any more questions? Any more questions from the kids?
Any more questions?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's especially that mantra is for Lord Ram. So we sing that today. That's directly to...
That's what I was trying to
do. Okay. I get it, yeah. That mantra is not a regular mantra. We sing that today because it's Lord Ram.
Oh, Bhagada!
Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Bye.
What's your name?
Felix.
I'm
Andy's mate. You know Andy?
Oh, Andy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I met you at the farm.
Uh-huh.
When we were doing the
Bill Pooja, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
That's me.
Dancing.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, thank you.
Arigato.
Hare Krishna. Do you like the kirtan?
Yeah.
This morning?
You want some help?
You stay here or
yeah.
at the farm?
I want some help.
I forgot to say it in advance.